Okay, today we're going to finish up the Mekadesh Milva Sugya. Tomorrow we're ready to start. Ready. Tomorrow we're going to start Matan Al Menas Lahachzir, but today we're going to finish up the Mekadesh Milva Sugya. I was very happy. I saw Rav Yonasan Sacks recently, and I told him I'm learning Kiddush, and I listened to a lot of his shiur, repeat pretty much all of them. And he said, "Where are you holding?" I said, "Davavam Vez." He's like, "Ooh, you're moving fast." Okay, great. If that's what we define fast, so we're moving fast. Don't think we're moving slow. We're moving fast. So there's just a lot here in Davavam Vez. So Mekadesh Milva. So the Gemara comes to the conclusion that what does it mean to be Mekadesh Bahana'as Milva, where we said it's Mekadeshes, you're just not allowed to do it because of Ha'aramas Ribis. So the Gemara says that it must be Da'aravach La Zimna, that you are extending the time. What does that mean? Says Rashi, that you're being marviach, you're extending the time of the loan. Va'amarla, and you're saying to her, Hiskachi bahanozu sha'atayisa nosenas pruta la'adam sheyifayseni alkach. That I'm being Mekadesh you with the hana'a, the value of what it would take to get me to extend the loan. Meaning, if you, let's say you buy a house, so you borrow from the bank $500,000. $700,000 house, put $200,000 down, you borrow $500,000 from the bank. These numbers are crazy, but that's what houses cost. So you borrow $500,000 from the bank, $500,000. Crazy, $500,000. So you borrow $500,000 from the bank, and the bank says, you know what? Instead of paying us back every month a few thousand dollars over the next 30 years, you could just wait. You don't have to pay anything for another 10 years. Wow, that gives you a lot of flexibility. That gives you time to finish up school and to get a job and to maybe save up some money. It gives you a lot of time. What's that worth to you? What's that worth to you not to have to make any payments for another 10 years? So that's got to be worth something. In fact, if you knew someone who was a friend of the bank executive and that could appeal on your behalf to the bank executive not to ask for any payments for 10 years, how much would you pay that guy? How much would you pay that guy? Would you say, here's $10, $100, $1,000, now please work on my behalf to get the bank executive not to ask for any money for the next 10 years? So you would imagine it would be worth a couple of $1,000 to you probably, not to have to make any payments for the next 10 years. So the guy's saying, when I am extending the time of your loan, I'm giving you a hana'a that has actual value, that you would pay for. You would actually pay someone real money for that hana'a. Or what you would pay me to not ask for the money for a longer time. Well, we'll get to that in a second. V'impirsh l'kach mukudeshes. So if he says this, then it's mukudeshes. If he says this explicitly, then it's mukudeshes. V'haramas ribis hu dahavya v'lo ribis gomor. Now Rashi says, but wait a second. Why isn't this real ribis? Meaning, what are you getting? A person is... The guy gave the girl $1,000, right? What's he getting back from her? $1,000 plus an isha. He's getting a wife out of it. Isn't that ribis that he's getting back $1,000 and a wife? No, delo katz lo midi, velo midi shakel mina. He never is set in advance what he's supposed to get back, and that he's supposed to get back more than the money, and he didn't take anything of substance from her. And certainly if the case were different, if the guy were to say, you know what, I'm mochel the loan and I'm not being mekadesh you with that money of the loan, that's mekadesh milva, I'm not doing that, I'm being mekadesh you with the hana'a that you're getting from the fact that the loan is mochel. So that's fine, that would work, because right now you're giving her a pruta's worth of hana'a on that loan, danos milva, aval ki mekadesh lo biikra maos. But if you're mekadesh with the money itself, then lav midi yahivla. Then you've done nothing. Shekvar heim berushusav heim shala. Because the money is already hers. You haven't really accomplished anything. So Rashi says the case is you're telling her hiskachi bahana'a zu, that you would have given a pruta to somebody else to be mefayis me or given me, and it's not a ribis gomor, because you don't have any agreement in place that she has to give you something else. When you first lent her the money, there was no agreement that she has to give you anything more. And certainly when you're mochel the whole thing, that certainly would work as well. Now, the idea is, according to Rashi, you are not being mekadesh with money, you are being mekadesh with hana'a. You're being mekadesh because you are providing a service from which she benefits, from that she enjoys. Where do we find such a thing that you can provide a service that someone will enjoy, and that's going to be considered a legitimate form of hana'a? So that you find in the Mishnah on Samach Gimel Amud Aleph. I think we mentioned it recently. Ha'omer li'isha re'at mukudeshus li'al minas sha'adabra lech l'shilton v'asimach kepoel dibra lech l'shilton v'asimach kepoel mukudeshus. The guy says, I'm going to be mekadesh you al minas, that I'm going to speak to the government on your behalf. I'm going to provide you with some sort of service, that I'm going to dance in front of you, that I'm going to, you know, do my comedy routine to you for you, and it's going to give you a lot of laughs, and it's going to give you a lot of hana'a. Any sort of service that he provides her will provide her with hana'a. That hana'a he's mekadesh her with. Now the problem is, if you look carefully at that sugya on Samach Gimel Amud Aleph, let's take a look at what's going on there in Samach Gimel Amud Aleph. If you look at that sugya on Samach Gimel Amud Aleph, the Gemara starts Amar Reish Lakish. Meaning, what's Rashi describing? Rashi seems to be describing exactly what that Mishnah is describing. The Mishnah was talking about, you're going to do something for her, and by doing something for her, you are giving her hana'a, you're being mekadesh with that hana'a. So it's the hana'a, it's only the hana'a that you're being mekadesh with, right? Sounds great. So over here also, you're giving her hana'a that you're extending the time of the loan, or that you're being mochel the loan. So it's the hana'a you're being mekadesh with. Says the Gemara, Amrei Shlakish, v'hu shenasan l'shav v'pruta. Yeah, this works as long as you also give her a shava pruta. Well, that destroys everything. The whole point is that giving hana'a is good enough. That all you have to do, right? Wasn't that our whole point? That by extending the time, I'm not giving you any money, but by extending the time of the loan, you're feeling hana'a. That hana'a has monetary value, could be monetized, so that it could be quantified. So that hana'a is what I'm a kaddish you with. And that's what we thought the Mishnah said over there also. I'll speak to the government for you. That's hana'ah. I'm giving you hana'ah. I'm giving you a service. So why does Rishon say you have to give her a pruta also? You're already giving a service. What do you mean? V'hu shenasan l'shav v'pruta? Zot Rashi, in Samach Gimel Amud Aleph, v'amar la, hiskat shili b'pruta zu al menas. And you say, I'm being mekadesh you with this pruta almenas, shadabra lech l'shilton. Meaning, that dabra lech l'shilton is not a service, it's not the kiddushin, it is a tenai. You're being mekadesh with the pruta almenas that you go and provide her this service. V'ha asalash mina tana didan. De bischar dibur o bischar pu'ula lo mekadesha. You cannot be mekadesh her with the monetized value of the service you're providing. Doesn't work. No good. Whoa. Because the service is like being mekadesh b'milva. So you need to actually give her a pruta. So what's going on? So how do you understand our Gemara? Meaning, how's Rashi going to understand our Gemara? Mekadesh b'hana'as milva means I'm providing you a service of extending the time of your loan. That hana'ah is what I'm being mekadesh you with. Not only that, this isn't the only place we had it. Remember, we on Haman Vayz, Tosfos Kor Gemara that we're going to have later on Chasam Aleph. Adam Chashuv. Woman gives something, gives a gift to the man. Derek Jeter. And she's so enthralled that he accepted her gift, that hana'ah that he's giving her by accepting the gift, mekudeshes. But where's the shavapruta? Isn't that just an act of service, that he's serving her by accepting her gift? Where's Reish Lakish over there, popping up and saying, no, you gotta give her a pruta also? What's the difference between this Gemara and Samach Gimel and our Gemara is in the first parak? So the truth is, it's really beferish in the Gemara. It's just important, you know, we're not going to get to Samach Gimel, so there's a good excuse to see what the Gemara says over there. The Gemara says toward the end, before the next Mishnah, that we're assuming yeshna l'schiris mitchila v'atzof. that the Gemara in Samach Gimel Amar Aleph, when Reish Lakish says you have to give her a Shavah Pruta, is assuming Yeshna L'Sechiris Mitchila V'Atzof. What does that mean? So you hire someone to do a job for you. The job is you're building a new guest room in your house, and it costs $20,000. Okay? The guy's going to spend 3 weeks, 4 weeks working nonstop in your house. The contractor's going to spend 4 weeks working nonstop in your house. $20,000. How do you view it? Do you view it as on day one, day two, day three, week one, week two, you owe him nothing? Nothing? Zero? Comes that last day when he does the makah bepatish and he finishes the job, and now you owe him $20,000? Or do we view it as, you know, day one he did some demolition, day two we cleared the demolition. Okay, so what does it cost for demolition? Probably that breaks down to whatever it is, a few hundred dollars, and then another few hundred dollars, and you just work that way. So you owe him as it goes. You owe him each moment in time. He's doing another, every time he bangs the hammer, that's another penny, and that's another penny. And it's just that you're not going to pay him. You're not going to sit there watching him work the whole day with a bag of pennies, like chucking pennies at him all day, because that would be ridiculous. But that's the way the tab is working, that you owe him for the job that he did that day. That's the question. Yeshna l'schirus mitchil v'atzof, or ain't l'schirus alel basof? I think we've pointed out already that kulei alma lo pligi. There is no debate whatsoever that ain't schirus mishtalemes alel basof. That you would only pay for the schirus at the end. That's clear. You're only going to actually give a check at the end. You're only going to actually pay at the end. With contractors, usually it doesn't work that way. You have to pay along the way also. But you're not going to pay every second. Every week, he'll come to you at the end of the week. He'll say, okay, another $5,000. So every week, you'll have to give him another few thousand dollars. But you're not going to pay every second. Regardless of how you understand the mechanism by which the price tallies up, whether it's all at once or over time, you clearly pay it at once. You don't pay it second by second. Like we said, you don't sit there chucking pennies at the guy all day long as he's doing everything. Now, if you hold Yeshna L'Sechiris Mitchil V'Atzof, guy's working there for 4 weeks. Every second he's there, he's accruing another Pachos Mishavah Prut. So each moment, he's earning himself another pachas mishavah put another by and just builds and builds and builds and builds. So Reish Lakish says, what are you going to be mekadesh with? What are you going to be mekadesh? This service? What's the value of a service? I'm going to go speak to the government on your behalf. That's a service, right? It's going to take me 5 hours to get to Washington. I don't have a private jet. Rabbi Kamenetsky went on a private jet today to Boston, not his own. DRS doesn't fit quite that well. I'm gonna go to Washington. It's gonna take me 5 hours to get there. I'm gonna wait outside the senator's office or the congressperson's office. I'm gonna talk to them. I'm gonna come. It's gonna be a whole ordeal. It's gonna take a while. That is value to you. That is a couple hundred dollars of value to you. But each moment that I'm providing you with, if you view the value of that as a moment by moment basis, like a meter running, each moment is less than a prut. Each moment is very, very tiny. And therefore, you can't be mekadesh with that hana'ah. Because each moment of hana'ah is not enough. You can't be mekadesh with each moment of hana'ah. It's very, very tiny. So comes along Reish Lakish and Samach Gimel Amar Aleph and says, Adabra lech l'shilton, it's not going to work to be mekadesh with that hana'ah. It has to be that you also give a shavah pruta. Aye, then what's the whole function of Adabra lech l'shilton? If you're anyway giving a shavah pruta, that's it tonight. The chiddush of Reish Lakish, because of that kasha that he has, that there's this hemshech of time, it takes time. So the hana can't all come at once. So mainly you have to say he gives her a shav pruta and the service is just a tanai. But what if you have a hana'a? What if the hana'a the girl gets from the service that you are providing is so intense, it's packed into a single moment, that at a given moment, a beautiful hana'a, worth way more than a shav pruta, all in a single second. Then Reish Lakish would admit, you don't need to also give a shav pruta. The only reason he says you need to give a shav pruta is because Yashon Skirus Mitzchil Vatzov. So every second is another penny. It's less than a pruta, less than a pruta, less than a pruta. But if you could pack in hana'a, a significant amount of hana'a, into a second, then you wouldn't need to give a shav pruta. Then it would for sure work for Kiddushin. And that's what's going on in our Gemara. Aravach lezimna. The service you're providing her with, right here, right now, this second, you tell her, you know that money you thought you have to pay me back tomorrow and you're wondering where in the world you can come up with all that money from? 10 years. You don't have to pay it back for 10 years. I'll talk to you in 10 years, you'll pay it back. Oh, a burden lifted off of her shoulders. In that one moment, there's hana'a. Kiddushin daf ches. Adam chashuv. She's giving him a gift. He accepts the gift. Wow! He accepted a gift from me, all in that one moment. In such a case, everyone would agree, you don't need to give her a shav pruta. Everyone would agree that the service you're providing with that hana'a would certainly work. It would have to be a shav pruta's worth of hana'a. But the point is that all of the hana'a that she's going to get, I'm obviously giving extreme examples of $500,000 over 10 years, but as long as it's a shav pruta's worth of hana'a, well, how do we define a shav pruta's worth of hana'a? Would she pay someone a shav pruta to negotiate for her to get that deal for her? That's how we would define it, absolutely. Now Tosas raises a question over here. Why isn't this ribbis gomer? So Tosus quotes Rashi's teretz that lo katzla velo midi. They never made any deal in advance. Tosus quotes Rashi, and then Tosus questions that idea that it's not ribbis gomer. It's not ribbis ktsutsa midaraisa. Because they never made a deal in advance. It tells about 10 lines into Tosos. Umashe pirish ribis ktsutza lohavi kipin she'ina isha no senes li'ish klum. That which he says, that it's not really ribis ktsutza because the woman's not really giving the man anything. She's becoming his wife. She's not giving him anything. Lo nihira. He says, I don't think so. Kivan shu no sein la ze pruta bikidushin velo nasan la klum. What do you mean she's not giving him anything? How much is Kiddushin worth? It's worth a pruta, because that's what it normally takes to make it happen. So isn't that like she's giving him a pruta by giving her Kiddushin, by her giving him herself in marriage, her saying, I will be married to you, isn't that the same as giving her a pruta? Vavi ribis gomor! V'chiyahi demana einli chitin b'mana yeshli shayich likros haramas ribis shemarim d'lavi agar natale. He says, you know what haramas ribis is? Haramas ribis is like we described yesterday. Mana einli chitin b'mana yeshli, the backpack full of wheat that we discussed yesterday. L'chein pirush rabbeinu tam da'ayri ha'chashayso chayeves ma'os l'adam acher. Benatam is an entirely different understanding of our whole Gemara. He says, no. The chassan's not the malve. The chassan's not the one that lent her money. She owed money to somebody else. She owed money to some guy, Joe. V'igiyas manu lefroa. And it came time for her to pay back Joe the money that she owed him. Uba zeh comes the chivalrous chassan. V'nosin the malve pruta la'arvuche lazimna. And the chassan gives Joe a pruta to extend the time so that he won't go after her. Joe won't go after her for the money yet. V'kitcha ba'osa hana'a. The chasam is mekadisha with that hana'a, that she's going to get an extension of the loan based on the pruta that he gave. Oh, now you see why it's not ribis. Chasam never lent her money. She's not paying back the chasam any money. So there's no ribis. The chasam is paying some guy that she taka does owe money to. But the chasam is not that guy. V'im tomer amayos solasos kein mipnei haramas ribis. Why would this be haramas ribis? So Tel says that since she's giving something to get this benefit, that's what makes it haramas ribis. Meaning, if I owe money to Joe and you were to go to Joe and give Joe a pruta not to ask me for the money, it wouldn't even be haramas ribis. That's because I'm a guy, you're a guy, and there's no interest in marrying me. But the guy, the chasan, is going to Joe, giving Joe a pruta, and in exchange for that, the woman is going to be mikudeshes to this guy. She's giving something. So she's giving something up to gain an extension on paying back a loan. That sounds a lot like ribbis. Because she's paying back not just the money, she's paying extra for more time with the money. That sounds very much like ribbis. That's why it's a problem, says Tosfos. Now the Rashba, we mentioned yesterday, is also bothered, the Ritva also. Why isn't this ribbis gomer? So again, why isn't it ribbis gomer? Rashi says, because there was no deal meikara, that this is what you got to do. That she's going to have to, you know, get the extension on the loan for a pruta. It wasn't part of the deal meikar. So it says, why isn't it ribbis daraisa? Because the chasan's not the malvin. Chasan's paying off the malvin, but he's not the malvin. The Rashba, we mentioned yesterday, why isn't it aramas ribbis? If you want to look at the Rashba, it's dibra maskel ilema in the Rashba. Why isn't it aramas ribbis? So we said yesterday, it all relates to kinyan mamon and kinyan iser. She's not giving him anything. It's not ribbis gomer because she's not giving him anything of monetary value. He doesn't own her. She's not a shivcha. She's becoming his wife. Kinyan iser, not a kinyan mama. The Rambam seems to have an entirely different approach to our whole sugya. If you look at the Rambam, in Perakei of Hilchas Ishos Halacha Tes Vav, yeah, I have it over there. Is that the Rambam we're looking at? Okay, thank you. Halacha Tesvav. Says the Rambam. Hamakadish banos milvah reizim mukadashas. Yimakadish banos milvah reizim mukadashas. Good, so now we know what the Rambam is talking about. He's talking Kedushin Vavam Beis. Our sugya, Hanos milvah. Okay, Ketzad. What's an example of Hanos milvah that's mukadashas? Kigon. Shehilva osa ata masayim zuz, v'amla harem kadesh li ba'na zman sharviach lach b'milva zuz tia b'yorcha kach v'kach yom v'eni tove mimcha ad zman ploni arizim kadeshas shari yesh la'na me'ata l'shtamish b'milva zuz ad sof zman shakava. But Barsalas was kein m'bnei shehi kiribis. Now if you read the Rambam fast, you think he's saying the same thing as Rashi. Did you chop what was different? That the actual loan is the ana? What do you mean?
The fact that I'm giving you this loan, right? I'm giving you this and time.
So pay back. Good. You're right there, but just I think like you're not pinpointing the exact word that really. The Ram changes the case also. He's not just changing the description of what you're being Mekadesh with, he's changing the case. In Rashi's view, what happened? A guy wants to be Mekadesh girl. When did he lend her the money? Oh, he lent her the money beforehand. And now he says, you know, you owe me $1,000 anyway. I'll tell you what, you don't have to pay me back for 10 years. You feel good? That good feeling, that's what I'm being Mekadesh you with. The Rambam says, Kigon shehilva osa Ata, ayin, tough, hey, ata. He's lending her the money right now. And the conditions are favorable conditions. The term of the loan is a favorable term. She doesn't have to pay back the loan for 20 years. Wow, that's so nice of you. That's how he's Mekadesh. So all of it is happening b'shas halva, b'shas matan ma'os. L'chora, that's neged Rashi, neged Tosvos. According to Tosvos, also the loan happened before with someone else, not with this guy. What did the Rambam not like about Rashi and Tosvos? Why is it that the loan has to happen right now? Did I give you the other Rambam to look at? I only gave you one Rambam. My bad. If you look at the Rambam Hilchos Malva V'lova Perek Vav Halacha Gimel, Malva V'lova Perek Vav Halacha Gimel, says the Rambam, Horu Rabosai. It's interesting, this Rambam also quotes Rabosai. Horu Rabosai. My Rebbeim have said, Hamalva Es Chavero. Someone lends someone money, V'tava Chovo. And he asks for his chov. He says, okay, now time to pay up. And the guy says, V'amalo, Dor B'chatzir. I don't have the money, I'll tell you what. You can live in my chatzer. Free rent. That will be your payment. Free rent. So I'm going to pay you back all the money. And until then, free rent. To hold you off. So you're not going to ask for the money as long as you live in my house, right? And then as soon as you move out of my house, then I'll pay you back. So what's he giving? He's giving him all the money and also the shtamshus of the house. Says the Rambam, that is... What would you call that? I'm letting you, instead of just paying you back $1,000 I owe you, I'm paying you back $1,000 plus free rent. What would you call that? Ribbis, right? You call that ribbis. I'm giving you back all the money plus, says the Rambam, avak ribbis. Avak ribbis, that's very nice of him. So call that avak ribbis? How's that not ribbis d'oraisa? I'm paying you back more than you asked for. Says the Rambam, it's not ribbis d'oraisa. Because it wasn't Bishas Halva. At the time of the loan, what was the deal? I lent you $1,000, deal was you can pay me back $1,000. There was no deal that I was supposed to live in your house for any amount of time. The deal was $1,000 for $1,000. That's it, that was the entire deal. This whole house business, that came later. The definition of Ribis Ktsutsa Midaraisa L'shitas HaRambam is that it's Ktsutsa Mishas Halva. That already at the time of the Alva is Ktsutsa. That's Horu Rabosai. The Rambam quotes this as the Hora'ah of his Rebbeim. Says the Raivid on the spot, Malva Velova Paragvava Lacha Gimel, Lo Yafa Horu. They didn't paskin so good over here. You can't call that Avakribis. If the Zman Piraon comes and you extend the time, that is the same as Shas Matan Ma'os. That becomes Shas Matan Ma'os, meaning the loan was due now. Now you're making the loan not due now. So that's like there's a new loan going on over here. That's like I'm paying you back the money, then you're lending me again. And now I have a new loan. But so now in addition to paying you back the money, you're also going to live in my house for free? That's all Shas Matan Ma'os. The original agreement is over. Due date came, we're renegotiating the terms so that I don't have to come up with all the cash right now. That's a new agreement. It's a renegotiation. The original hiskem is over. So it's all called Shas Matan Ma'os. Says the Ravid, you don't believe me? V'kidushin yochichu. All you got to do is look at Kiddushin Vavam Beis, you'll see that I'm right, says the Ravid. Whoa. The Ravid is saying that Aravach Lozimna is considered Shas Matan Ma'os. That's considered Shas Matan Ma'os. According to the Rambam, it's not considered Shas Matan Ma'os. So how is the Rambam going to make our case a problem of Aramah's Ribbis? So the Rambam has to make our case such that it becomes Shas Matan Ma'os. is Ram Lashitasa. If our case were like Rashi said, you lent the money a year ago, you lent the money whenever, and now you're just discussing the terms as you go forward, and the money's not going to get paid back right now. The Rambam would say that's not called Shas Matan Moos. If that's not called Shas Matan Moos, there's nothing to talk about over here. The Ravid says it is called Shas Matan Moos. It is called Shas Matan Moos. So for the Rambam to make it Shas Matan Moos, he has to make it Hilvosa Ata. The halva is happening now, and that's why you can't say kiddush and yochichu. There's a Ram Ravil the Shitasa in terms of how to understand our Gemara. So when all the dust settles, how many different understandings of our Gemara? Rashi, Tosfos, Rambam. How do we deal with the problem of isn't it ribis ketzutza? Different understandings. Rashi, it's not because it's not part of the original scheme. Tosfos, he's not the malva. The Rashba, that she's not actually giving him anything. Good. Tomorrow we have yeshiva. Tomorrow we'll move on to Matan HaMenasach, the bottom piece over here. So you take a look at that Gemara. I'll try to leave Mar Makomos for you also. A lot of good stuff on Matan HaMenasach here. It'll take us a few days probably. Okay. Have a great day.